This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Special broadcast today. Mike and I are delighted you're here. Brad and John are engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Mike Ma's with us. Welcome, Mike.
Well, good morning, Vincent. I'm ready.
You know, Mike, I was telling John and Brad a little bit about you, our engineers, just before the broadcast started. And I said, I'm looking at my wrist, and I still have a scar on my wrist from where you shot me. And they thought, you know, we're kidding. I said, no. it's a nice remembrance of some time that we spent together. I can always look down at my, you know, if I had a watch, it'd probably cover it, but I don't wear a watch, so I can see it all the time. So, Mike, very quickly, you're going to Asia, and you're going to Thailand, right?
Yes, next month.
And
got a one-way ticket.
One-way ticket.
Yeah.
So you don't know if you're coming back? You might like
no,
it?
No, I will be back. When
okay.
When I'm needed, I'll be back. But I don't know where I'm going. I got to cross the ocean first, and I'll start there.
I don't know anyone else who would have the intestinal fortitude to do that. Just hop on a plane, land, and then say, huh, okay, I'm going to think I'm going to go that way.
It's almost like that when it starts. You go into shock. It's a strange environment. It's a cultural shock you go through. And each country, you don't really know what's going on, and it'll take maybe 2 days or 3 days to get over it.
And how do you think this is going to go for the first 2 hours not speaking the language? Are you going to ask people for directions, or are you going to have a map, or are you going to have some kind of prearranged thoughts about how you're going to handle this, or are you just going to wing the whole thing?
No. Before I go, I'll figure out a hotel. And when I get there, first thing I do is go to the hotel, and I start walking. And I just walk, you know, I go one block completely around, then two blocks completely around, and then three, and it just goes like that. And then I'll do it all day long. Come evening, normally at the first part of darkness, I'm still out there. But after that, I'm usually kind of tired, and I'll come on in and let everybody know I'm still alive, and then get some rest, ready for the next day.
Okay, and then day two, what's the plan?
I should be learning something as I go around. And, seeing what's available to me in that area in the way of taxis, food. Food's probably the hardest thing that I got to do. You don't want to get sick, so you have to find out what kind of foods there are around you and work on that. And then I say, I don't really do tours and stuff like that. Normally, I try to find somebody in way of a taxi that I can hire and just have him drive me all around. And I try to find somebody that can speak English. so then I can ask questions and, you know, I'll feed him, you know, lunch or supper or whatever, you know. So I learn how to eat, learn some of the customs and this type of stuff. I wish there was, now see, I'm a travel companion. People hire me to go to places, you know, weird places like I'm going to. And I wish there was a market for it. And, well, I can't find it anyway. When I come to these countries, somebody as a tour guide that could hold me by the hand and teach me all this stuff. But I haven't found maybe there is a service, but either I'm too stingy to pay or, like I say, they don't do what I want to do. They want to take me, like Thailand, they'll want to take me to temples and spas and this type of stuff. And that's what most people go there for. But I'm not. I'm going to learn. I want to learn things. I want to learn about the people, the culture. I've got to learn about the money. There's a lot of things you have to learn when you go into these places. And then those first couple, 2 or 3 days, I'm also looking for an apartment because I'll be staying there a month, at least a month. So I'll get an apartment by the month, and then that'll give me time to rethink if I want to stay there another month or start figuring about going to another country.
Okay. And what other country might you go to?
I wanted to go. I went to Thailand. I was in China last year, and then you had to leave every 60 days in China. And so I went to Thailand, but I just went there less than a week. And same thing. I was in total shock the whole time. But I was still trying to recover from shock from China. And that's why I decided to go back to Thailand this time. But when I was there, I didn't go. It's not called Burma anymore. I forgot what they call it now, but I remember Burma as a kid. And I want to go over there. I'll probably just cross the border. It's still a little shaky over there. But anyway, I want to kind of just cross the border and see what kind of... Normally, you can see a cultural difference just crossing the border. In that next town, on the border town, you'll see a difference in culture right there. And then I'll just kind of play it by ear. But no plans on going to Vietnam. Vietnam, you have to get a visa ahead of time. Normally, I don't go to countries that you have to get a visa ahead of time. I just go to countries because I'm stumbling into these countries. So. And that's what happened to Thailand. I went in there, and I saw all the requirements and all the paperwork. And then I said, where do I get another ticket? And then they said, you're an American, aren't you? And they go, yeah. And they say, here, just sign here. And then I just signed the paper, and I can go into the country. So some countries are easy to go into. Some are very difficult. So just play it by ear, or at least I do. I don't do the research, not like I should.
Mike, I believe the name of the country you're talking about is Myanmar, M-Y-A-N-M-A-R.
Yes,
is that right?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we used to know it back in the 60s as China, Burma, and India. You know, that area, CBI. Okay. So what would you like to talk about today? I got your one-line email that said, God, with a capital G, we the people, with capital letters, and the Constitution, with a capital letter.
Yeah.
Some people don't spell God with a capital G. I do.
Yeah. People, especially our kind of people, we're preppers. And of some sort. Remember the first time I met you, I told you I don't know if I am a prepper because I don't have nothing. Remember when I got a hold of you the first time? I wasn't sure if you wanted somebody like me because I don't have nothing, you know. So, preppers are not one person, and we all don't follow in line. They all have their own needs, their own desires. But what separates us is, like I say, the United States, because I don't find preppers outside the United States. I don't find them. They do not prepare for for anything. They go day to day. I mean, I thought paycheck to paycheck was bad. Most countries, they go day to day. And so I tried to explain the why Americans are unique to any other type of people in the world. And what I've come to understand, and it explains it pretty well, is God, in the United States, God is number one. In other words, we have God-given rights, unalienable rights, and that's given from God. That's the first thing. You have to recognize that, and then once you recognize that, then you understand we the people, the American people. That's what makes the United States the United States. And the Constitution separates controls the government, that the people want. And the Constitution isn't to control we the people, it's to control the government. And then once you understand that, it opens so many doors of opportunity. And a good example would be, like I say, the British. They are subjects. They're subjects of the state. The state awards them privileges, rights, and stuff like that. In the United States, we all have it. Now, we may give it up either through our behavior, in which we break laws, or we just decide we just want to step in line and follow everybody else. But like I say, preppers aren't those type of people. They think for themselves. They look to improve their lives one way or the other. And this is really what separates the Americans from everybody else. And it was hard for me to figure this out because I look around, I see people with more money than me. They travel more than me. They have a whole lot more than me. But I've got freedom. I've got liberty. All my desires, I can reach any desire I have. And a lot of them can too, because of their financial, or you know, they're in a, you know, they have their health and stuff like that. But like I say, there was still something that made the difference, and that's when I figured that out. Is I don't, and I, you know me, I don't respond well to authority, and that's why my God is my authority, and people have to understand that in the United States.
Mike, we're going into a break, and you and I will be right back for another hour and 40 minutes right after these few short commercial announcements. Mike Ma, NoStressMike.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Miles with us. Mike, in the 1980s, my mom traveled to the United Kingdom. And when she came back, she said, she found this very interesting. She said that many of the homes in the United Kingdom did not have refrigeration, meaning refrigerators, freezers, you know, that we see everywhere in almost every home in the United States. And she said what would happen is, if, you know, you would go to the market once a day and buy what you needed for that day. You'd buy bread and fruit and meats and so forth. And because there was no refrigeration, it was difficult to store for longer periods of time the things that we find customary in our refrigerators in the United States. So what she found back in 1980, and I know that was quite some time ago, but she found exactly what you're saying. People live day to day, and that's part of, you know, their culture and their lifestyle. And Mrs. Finelli and I were watching a television series called Escape to the Country. I'm sorry, Escape to the Continent. Meaning, leave England and go someplace else, where the grass is allegedly greener. And what we saw in these videos, actually it was almost like a real estate sales tour of, here are some homes that are for sale, guess how much they cost, here are the features. And what we saw in home after home after home after home, very small refrigeration. Almost no air conditioning systems, things that we take for granted as almost necessities here in the United States. So there is a different lifestyle. People are probably less stressed, but yet they don't prepare the way we do, because we know that with the technology that we have, things can go wrong. And when they do, it can be catastrophic. Because if you don't have a refrigerator, you don't have a refrigerator electric bill, you don't have a refrigerator repair bill, and you don't have to buy new refrigerators and washers and dryers and dishwashers and on and on and on, right? Do you think that's part of it?
Oh, yes. That's why the cost is so much less in living in these places. There's, I mean, they're in, most of them are in either mud brick or concrete bricks. So, you know, how much maintenance is on these places, you know, and, you know, no insurance. Most of the time they have their running water is a tank up on the roof that fills up through the day, and it's got like a toilet. It kind of shuts off like that, and you use that water pressure is what you have. You don't even have hot water, you know. So because of the climate, they don't really have it. And also, when you don't have any pressure. So, you know, all you have is just the gravity pressure. So it's hard to get workable heaters to work like that. But like I say, that's what they say. The further north, the more prepared they are. And I say that could be here on this continent. Like I say, China, other than Vietnam, but when I went to China last year, now they're... I don't remember if it's longitude or latitude, whatever it is, it's equal to the United States. And their weather is close to the United States over there. And but they don't have that attitude. And that's because the state is number one. The state takes care of them. No matter what happens, the state will take care of you. So there's no reason to prepare. And I say air conditioning, I don't remember any air conditioning. I'm sure there was in the higher class places. Heaters, there really wasn't. They use space heaters more than anything. And like when I was living in Guatemala, you dress in, you know, that's up in the mountains, so it's cool. And you just wear more clothes. And that's what they do in China. Everybody wore more clothes all the time. So there's a big difference between the lifestyle in the United States and other places, and that's why one of the reasons why it's more expensive here. And, you know, so we – and you'll notice that also, the pay, as you get down like Florida and Texas, when it's where it's warm, the pay isn't as good for the starting jobs. They don't make so much down south.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to be right back after a few short commercial announcements. What are we going to talk about next, Mike? Are we going to continue this?
The morals. We need to talk about morals. Okay. Very important.
Okay, Mike Ma, Marine, combat soldier. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A procedural vote to take place in the U.S. Senate within the hour to determine whether the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court will advance to a final floor vote tomorrow. And Chuck Grassley, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Panel, says,
I've been dealing with a demolition derby on the part of the Democrats where they've been out to do everything they can to defeat him.
Three GOP senators who could go either way are being closely watched. They're Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. The government's jobs report for September has been released, and it shows the nation's unemployment rate at its lowest level in almost half a century. But job growth was less than expected, the economy adding 134,000 jobs when analysts were expecting closer to 180,000. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Mike Moss with us. NoStressMike.com. NoStressMike.com. And, class, if you're thinking about latitude and longitude, think of a belt going around your waist, okay? That would be latitude. And if you want to think about longitude, that would be from the top to the bottom. So from the north to the south is longitude, and from the west to the east would be latitude. Okay. Mike, morals.
I can understand that. You explained it very well.
Yeah, well, how long are you? Okay, meaning how tall are you? That would be longitude. Okay, And, you know, the latitude would be, you've got a belt around your middle, and that would be the latitude. Okay.
Yep.
So, morals. Yeah. And you're really big on morals. I mean, really big. That's really high on your list.
Yes. But I never realized how much it had to do with self-defense. And the thing is, and we're right back to the God when we first started. And the thing is, God gave us, my God, I don't know what other people believe, but my God gave me the right to defend myself. And when things happen, it's not a right, it's an obligation to defend myself. And I never thought so much about it. And then I was talking to someone, and he was asking me, because when I used to drive down in Central America and Mexico, and I'd drive back and forth, the whole length, and I had people ask me, well, because, you know, I don't really shy away from danger or violence. I don't run away, you know, so I'm not into that. And so how do I know when I'm supposed to stand and when do you run? Okay, well, the first thing is I don't run. Okay, so if I don't run, I have to figure out what kind of situation I'm in. And I'm stopped by police, military, bandits, and rebels. These are the people that stop me as I'm traveling. And I've got a kind of a policy that I do that I don't give money. So, in other words, if you're going to rob me, I hope you're looking for something other than money, because I'm not going to give you any money. And so what happens when they stop me, they have these checkpoints everywhere. And then I stop, and then I don't speak the language. And that's another thing I learned, is the body language is a big thing. Over half of the communications is done by body language. But I'll stop, and when they stop me, because I don't know why they stop me or anything, and I ask them, why are you stopping me? And then they will start telling me, and, you know, most of the time I just get my papers out, and they don't really want to see my papers, but, you know, I don't know what they're saying. And so if it's going to be a robbery of some type, eventually they're going to have to ask for money, eventually. And, okay, now it changes. Now, I don't care if you're a policeman, military, or what you are. When you're asking for money, now the next question is, okay, is this a toll road, or what's the reasoning for the money? And then that will tell me if this person is, they're not a policeman, they're not a military. If they're robbing me, they're a criminal. Okay, I've got that obligation to defend myself. And so now I know where you stand. You are a criminal. And normally what I do when I'm in the car, I carry my money a certain way, and I'll pull my money out, and then I'll drop it. And it drops between the car door and the seat, down into underneath the seat. And so, of course, you know, I can't get to it, so I open the door, and as I step out, holding a tomahawk. And then now you got to remember, everybody around me's got guns. So, you know, I'm at the big disadvantage. Not really. I've got the advantage. I am morally correct. They are immoral. And they're criminals. Now, their next step is, we know they're robbers because they want money. Now, are they a murderer? Or do they murder people? And normally when we get to that point when I'm out standing there with a tomahawk, and now I'm not that foreign guy that doesn't understand what's going on, I'm confused and all that kind of stuff, that's in the past now. Now I'm out of the car, I'm holding a tomahawk, and I got my war face on. And now they have to make a decision. Who wants to come get the money? And normally, everybody just backs off, and then they tell me to go on. And so that's where morals is a very, very big thing. And I had the moral high ground, and they knew it. And so that's really what makes a big difference in surviving when you're traveling like that. But when you're on the road, you are a mark for everybody. One of the problems I had was rebels. I didn't know it, but this was probably in the mid-90s. I got stopped in southern Mexico, and they were rebels. Nobody told me Mexico had a revolution going on. And so it was kind of shocked me, and I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. You know, they said, I'm not going to give you money, but you're... And they didn't say, give me your money. They said that they were taking donations. When they found out I didn't speak Spanish, they got somebody who could speak English. And he explained that they're rebels, and they would appreciate if they had some money. Because they, you know, fighting a war takes money. And I did. I gave them money. So there's exceptions to all rules. Now, like I say, I don't give money. But what I will do... when people see me before I go, I go to Sam's or Costco, something like that, and I get a whole lot of beef jerky and crackers, peanut butter and crackers, the little packages, and I get a lot of that stuff. And then so then when they stop me to rob me, then I just act like, you know, I know you want something. Here, take this beef jerky. And what happens, and I'm doing this with a smile, I'm just enjoying myself. And when they take that, that's the end of the deal. In other words, they take that except instead of money. So we bypass a lot of this stuff. But when they say they don't want it, well, then that's I don't understand. And then, in other words, I'm making them say that they are criminals. And when they say that, that weakens their stance. And I say that makes me stronger. So that's my beliefs, and I stand by my beliefs to my death or your death. So, and it comes across like that. Even though I'm at the disadvantage, it's not worth it to them, you know, to do anything. And like I say, the reality is they're not going to shoot you right there in the road. Can you imagine if you're driving up and you see blood all over the road, you know, that's going to put up a whole other set of problems. So they don't. That's why you worry. You normally don't get out of the car. And in some countries, it's illegal for you to get out of the car. They don't want you out of the car. And the reason is when they get you out of the car, they're going to take you off the road and kill you off in the jungle there somewhere where there's no blood on the road. And so they legally cannot take you out. And a lot of times they'll have police and military together. I mean, the police might be doing the stopping, but you'll see their perimeter security is military people. And so that's usually a sign that it is a legitimate checkpoint. And because, like I say, they don't trust the police, they don't trust the military. So when they put them together, neither one of them trust each other. And so it's hard for them to take bribes and stuff like that. So, but anyway, there's a reason why the morals is a big, big thing. And contrary, now I believe different than most people. They believe, you know, after it hits the fan, people are going to go crazy and go run around and do all this kind of crazy stuff. Personally, I don't believe so. Okay, like you see the looting that's going on when all this stuff goes on wherever. These looters, do you really believe these looters loot for by accident? You know what I mean? They're criminals. Their mindset is criminals. Good people aren't going to go looting. I mean, I wouldn't. You know, I mean, I'm taking it for granted. Most people are like me. So it's just they're more opportunists than they are good citizens. And I say, so they're going to say, well, you know, for my survival, I need this TV. You know, it doesn't work like that. So they're not looting to survive. That's not the point. They're criminals. They just, they're easy criminals. They're even lazier than the other criminals. They won't even pull a gun on you or a knife or anything. They're just an opportunist. They find a chance that they can steal. And so, and that's why I say I don't believe in general there's going to be people running around crazy. I've been to countries. I've seen people that are starving. And these people that are starving are not attacking me to take this beef jerky and crackers that I have. They're not doing that. That's because they're good people. They're not criminals. And it's funny because even the criminals don't even take the beef jerky and the crackers. They want the money. That's because they're a criminal. But a looter is just a different type of looter. So, but how do you feel on that? Am I in the ballpark?
I've got a comment, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a comment, and I believe you're exactly right, and I'll tell you why. Back in the early 1990s, I was a consultant to design an automation system for the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I'll tell you a little bit about what happened and how it is exactly what you're talking about and how what you said absolutely works. We're going into a commercial break. I need a little bit more time than 8 seconds. So we'll discuss that when we come back. Mike Ma, MistressMike.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Mike, in the early 1990s, I was hired to design a computer system to automate the city government, first city in North Carolina. And I would leave the farm in Virginia, drive to North Carolina in my truck, and for about 2 or 3 days a week, I would work there. So for lunch, I would go to a delicatessen and drive my truck over there and buy a sandwich and eat it in my truck. Then I'd go back to work at City Hall. Well, one day, this man came up to the side of my truck and he was banging on my window. And he said he was hungry and he demanded money. So I was confused. I said, "You're hungry?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm hungry." I said, "Well, great. Here's half of my turkey sandwich." He was so...
Here's a 45 to help it go down.
He was so angry that he stomped off. And he didn't take the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what you're saying is exactly right. You know, what they say and what they mean are two different things. So, you know, that was way before I met you, so, yeah.
And you see, right. It changed it from helping this guy to it's a robbery. You know,
that's right.
Now, if you're not going along with it, well, he's at a different level as a robbery, you know, mm-hmm. intimidation and this type of stuff. But if that doesn't work, he wasn't ready to go to the next level.
Right.
So that's why I move to the extreme level. Right when I figure out the situation, I just go right to the end and say, okay, I know where this is going to end up, so let's just mm-hmm. start it right now. And mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. normally that shocks them, and they're not mm-hmm. ready to go. Like I said, they weren't ready to just shoot me, even though they had the advantage. That wasn't part of the plan. Well, you know. So they had to change their plans. And that's been working for me. But like I say, I'm one of these... Well, the way I look at it, if they're really true murderers, they're going to kill you and they're going to take it anyway. So that's the way I look at it.
So we're right back to morals. And, you know, class, seriously, as you listen to these stories that Mike and I are sharing with you, think about situational awareness. You know, what would you do that would make it better if that happened next time? And plant that in your mind so that you're ready. Now, what would have made it better for me? Well, if my truck were in a position where I could drive forward, I would have been better off had I started my engine and put the car in gear where, and it was an automatic transmission, happened to be an El Camino back then. I could have, put it in drive, had 1 foot on the brake, and 1 foot ready to stomp on the gas. I mean, that would might have been better if it got worse, if it escalated, okay? If I couldn't go forward, maybe start the engine and put it in reverse and have one eye in the rearview mirror, one eye kind of looking peripherally at this guy and being ready to back up and, you know, get out of the way. So there are things that you can do to make it better. And when you're in traffic, okay, and this is just a little tip, when you're in traffic, don't, and there's a stoplight ahead, don't pull right up on the guy's bumper that's in front of you. Leave yourself enough room that if you see something bad that's going to happen to your side, let's say the driver's side, and you need to pull off to the right, you've got enough room to turn that steering wheel quickly, jump on the gas pedal, and get out of the way. Okay?
Make sure you have enough room. Would this be a good time to talk about when I got mugged by the two prostitutes in Mexico?
Yeah. As soon as we come back from this break, because I don't think you can do it in 35 seconds, can you?
No, I can't. They could, but I can't.
Yeah. All right, so when we come back, Mike Ma is going to tell us about getting mugged by two prostitutes in Mexico. NoStressMike.com. And, you know, you might think that, where does he get the no stress from? Because it seems like there's a lot of potential stress in his life.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.